With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The chair of the U.S. House Intelligence Committee is losing his chairmanship.
House Speaker Mike Johnson is removing the GOP chairman of the powerful House Intelligence Committee. Johnson says Representative Mike Turner, an Ohio Republican, will no longer lead the committee, which oversees the nation's intelligence agencies and holds tremendous influence over law enforcement and foreign policy. Turner, a vocal supporter of assistance for Ukraine, and held other views that put him at odds with President-elect Donald Trump. Turner, last year, also pushed back on Trump's claims that Haitian migrants in Turner's Ohio district were eating pets. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Which has been proven true. Two American hostages will likely be released in the first phase of the Israel-Hamas ceasefire deal. The first phase of the ceasefire will see the release of civilians, children, elderly, and wounded hostages. The FDA is banning red dye number 3 in food, drinks, and ingested drugs. Wednesday's move comes more than 30 years after scientists found links between the dye and cancer in animals. Manufacturers that use the additive are being given 2 years to remove it. Also at SRNnews.com, mediators announced that Israel and terror group Hamas have agreed to a ceasefire deal, pausing a 15-month war in the Gaza Strip that began when Hamas attacked Israel on October 7, 2023.
The deal comes after weeks of painstaking negotiations in the Qatari capital. It promises the release of dozens of hostages held by Hamas in phases, the release of hundreds of Palestinian prisoners in Israel, and would allow hundreds of thousands of displaced people in Gaza to return to what remains of their homes.
This is SRN News. Americans weigh in on the ethics of various professions.
A new poll from the Gallup organization finds that 30% of respondents believe that clergymen have high ethical standards and are honest. That puts pastors ahead of judges, bankers, members of Congress, and news reporters. But they're nowhere near the top of the list. The Gallup survey indicates 76% of Americans think nurses are likely to be ethical. Grade school teachers get 61%, military officers 59%. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Bill McCartney is being eulogized by Christian leaders across the country after his death at the age of 84 following a battle with dementia. McCartney, who coached Colorado to his only football national championship in 1990, was the founder of the Promise Keepers men's movement. His family's released a statement saying, "Our father surrendered his life to Jesus at 33 years old, setting a trajectory for our family and many others." This is SRN News. The government is lowering its forecast for U.S. population growth.
The Congressional Budget Office had projected last year that 383 million people would be living in the United States in 2055. Now it's projecting that roughly 342 million will be living in the country in 30 years. That's because of declining birth rates and less immigration expected. The U.S. population is expected to grow to 350 million by the end of this year. But then population growth is expected to slow beginning in 2036. Donna Water, Washington.
Montana's House has endorsed a ban on transgender people using bathrooms in public buildings that do not align with their biological sex. The legislation follows adoptions of similar bans in other states and with more proposed elsewhere. Transportation Department going after Southwest and Frontier Airlines for not being on time. More at SRNnews.com.